All right. Well, good morning. I've got Danielle Whitney with Team Whitney out of Keller Williams with LA Harbor on the phone. Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm great. So last weekend we talked about your upcoming workshop. And since it's not until March the 31st, I wanted to make sure that we talked about it again. Not everybody can catch the show every single week. And, you know, people jump in their car and drive to work and get out of the car. So a lot of people might have missed it. But I wanted you to talk a little bit about your upcoming workshop on March the 31st. Obviously, I'm going to be there with you as well. But why don't you give everybody kind of a rundown of what that is? And is it free or do they buy tickets?
It's free. The title of the event is Real Estate News and Brews, brews as in beers. And we are having it at a local brewery in San Pedro on March 31st from 2 to 5.
Okay. All right. And what brewery is it?
Brewery West.
Brewery
spelled,
West.
It's spelled very odd. It's spelled B-R-O-U-W-E-R-I-J.
Oh, wow.
West.
Wow. Okay. So they're getting very German on that one.
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. And I like that because it just keeps things very casual. And, you know, it's nice because it's, you know, we'll be able to mingle a little bit, talk a little bit. But explain what it is that you guys are doing. I just felt that it was such an important piece. Like I said, I wanted to talk about this 2 weeks in a row. So give us kind of the download. Give us a scoop on what you guys have going on.
So we have one of our representatives, Tom Heineman from State Farm, coming, and he will be there to review people's homeowners insurance policies. A lot of people do not have enough coverage on their current properties. And as we talked about last week, you know, really hit home with the Malibu fires. I know there was more than 616 homes destroyed. And so he'll be there to check homeowners insurance policies, regardless if your policy is with State Farm or not. That's something that I absolutely recommend. I actually just had a major leak in my home this week that I've been dealing with, and I'm very thankful that I have very good coverage for things like that.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just the Malibu fires. I mean, you know, our show Go Country, it goes out as far as Ventura. And if you think about last year with all those Ventura County fires, I mean, and that was,
right. That
was giant. And, you know, there were so many people that actually did call in to me asking questions about insurance and, you know, what do I do? And, you know, the home, you know, burnt down. And on top of that, then we get the rains and then we get the mudslides. And then now you're starting to talk about people that maybe weren't affected by the fire, then started having, you know, flood damage, mud damage, you know, all of that. And it is just so important because we insure our homes to replace it and based on the state of the property at the point that we buy it. So if it was built in, you know, the 30s, 40s, 50s, which a lot of Los Angeles County homes are, Orange County homes, you know, if you get into those older neighborhoods. But, you know, we're not actually looking at what would it cost us to rebuild that home today. You know, I mean, we want stainless steel appliances and granite countertops and, you know, subway tiles. And, you know, those aren't necessarily part of, you know, what the insurance company feels is a replacement cost. It's really just to get that structure back up, get your walls back up, get your toilets in. And, you know, you could be looking at a very basic home and still find that maybe you didn't have enough coverage. So I think that that is really, really important for anybody out there listening. If you are a homeowner today, this is a free event and you guys should be signing up. Go to my Facebook page, click on the news and
Real Estate News and Brews.
News and Brews. I was going to do it backwards and say brews and news. I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Well, priorities, right?
Right, exactly. But, you know, you guys should click on that and you should definitely get your tickets to come out. You do need to make sure that you register. Obviously, you know, it's a venue, so we need to make sure that we have enough room and space for everybody. We need to allot enough beers per person, you know, to make sure that we've got that handled. So go to my Facebook page. You guys can definitely get that. You can go to Danielle's page. What is your website, Danielle?
It's teamwhitney.com. So TEAMWHITNEY.com.
Pretty easy. That's a good one. So you also are going to have a title agent out there, right? Title.
Yes. So Tom's also going to touch on life insurance policies. I know we talked about that last week. There's a lot of different options now when it comes to life insurance. I know there's even a plan now where you can pay into it and get all your premiums back. So there's a bunch of different policies. And the example we gave last week was a $500,000 policy for a 30-year guaranteed term life policy can be as little as $78.74 a month for a 35-year-old male. So he's going to touch on those. And then we will have Rana Luna from Fidelity National Title out. And she's going to talk about a couple of things. She's going to go over Prop 60 and 90, which is basically transferring the base year value of your current residence to your next property. So that a lot of people, I think, listening to the show could probably benefit from.
I think it's going to be great. And honestly, it just filters right into my show today, because we're going to have actually the LA County Assessor, Jeffrey Prang, will be on here just in a little bit to talk to us all about property taxes and money that homeowners have been leaving on the table by not claiming their tax exemption. And he's going to actually go into those propositions as well. So I think that this is a perfect segue or segment into that. And anybody that wants to learn more about it, because obviously, you know, they can listen to the show, they can listen to, you know, the county assessor talk about that. And then, you know, tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to have my YouTube event, as I always do every Sunday at 11. And he's going to actually be on that talking in more detail. But to understand better, it's so much easier when you're in person, actually getting to ask those questions and talk to somebody about them. So anybody out there listening, you guys want to come to the event, obviously, you can go to teamwhitney.com. You can go to my Facebook page, because I do have it, you know, posted there. You guys can click on it, get your tickets there. You can text me right now. You can text the word MOM to 474747. All you need to do, once I've actually responded, you just said, how can I help you? Then just reply to me and say, Team Whitney. That's it. Or Danielle, whatever you want to say. And I'll make sure that I email you over the link. So please include your email and your telephone number so I can get your contact information and I can make sure that you get what you need so that you can sign up to come out to the event. So, you know, obviously, last but not least with your event is the Mortgage Mom. So I'm going to be there.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You're going to be there and you're going to be talking about refinancing or financing potentially to invest in additional real estate. So I know a lot of listeners probably already have their primary home, but maybe haven't started to build additional wealth for their family yet. So, you know, potentially people could refinance to pull some cash out to be able to spread and build wealth as a family and purchase other properties as well.
Yep, absolutely. And that is something, again, you know, I really focus a lot on first-time home buyers. And of course, we're doing purchases for everybody, even if you are an investor. We're doing refinances for people. We're doing everything mortgage-related. But we really focus a lot on my show about first-time home buyers and trying to get you into homeownership. But I mention it over and over again in every show, how important it is for real estate to build your wealth towards your retirement. And one of those things of building wealth is to obtain more property. So, you know, I've said it in past shows as well. You know, I like to see people even rent out their current home, create that, make that their investment, and then go buy another property as their new primary. And that way they get to continue to use lower down payments for one primary residence after another. They get to, you know, use and utilize that lower interest rate for primary to, you know, doing it as a primary resident. So I'll be out there giving every tool and tip that you could ask for and, you know, talking one-on-one, answering questions about how to become an investor, how to bring, you know, more ownership into your portfolio. So, you know, I think that that's great. Again, everybody listening, Danielle, thank you so much. You've been amazing. But one more time, it's teamwhitney.com.
Yep.
You guys can go to my Facebook page if you'd like to click on that and see it. It's the News and Brews event, March 31st. It is a free event, so that is fantastic. And there's just, it's going to be a day of wealth. I mean, really, between, you know, having insurance agent out there, the title insurance rep there, and then also me, and then of course Team Whitney. So anybody looking to buy or to sell, I can't say enough times how great that you have been, Danielle, to work with. I think that we were joking last week that it's been at least 10 years at least that we've all worked together. You guys, just what you do for your clients has just been phenomenal. And you know, when I give somebody a referral to talk with you or to work with you or to come out and see you or meet you, it's because I truly feel very good about what you do for your clients. So guys, teamwhitney.com. You guys can text me, text the word MOM to 474747. And all you have to do in your response to me after I ask you, how can I help you, is just tell me Team Whitney or Danielle or News and Brews, whatever you want to ask, and make sure you guys give me your email address so that I can get that information off to you.
One last add-on for
you.
Because I know Jeffrey Prang is going to be on the show today as well, correct?
Yes, he is.
Okay, so I know he's going to talk about the homeowner's exemption. We will also help you fill out that form if you have not already done that at our event. Our title rep will be bringing those with her as well.
Perfect. That is absolutely amazing. So if you have not filled that out, homeowners, that you guys own a home right now, if you have not filled that out, you don't have your homeowner's exemption, it's your primary residence, come on out, get your ticket, make sure you sign up. Again, space is limited. So we need to make sure that you guys do sign up before you come on out. But do that. Even if that's all you do is fill out your form and you take off and you leave, that is huge, because you guys are leaving money on the table if you have never filed that form. Thank you, Danielle. You have been so great.
Thanks,
I appreciate it. You're welcome. And I will see you in a couple of weeks, and we'll definitely talk again between now and then.
Sounds good.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.